You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on.
Mamma Mia subscribers, you've been asking and we've been listening. Now you can get all of your exclusive subscriber audio on Apple Podcasts. That includes everything from bonus episodes of your favourite pods to exclusive segments to all of our audio series.
To link your Mamma Mia subscription to Apple Podcasts, open the Mamma Mia Out Loud page in your Apple Podcasts app and follow the prompts or head to help.mamamia.com.au.
Hi, I'm Isabella Ross from Mamma Mia's daily news podcast, The Quickie. Here's what's happening in the news today, Wednesday, May 8th. The legal firm behind Bruce Lohmann's failed defamation lawsuit will take no payment for their role in the Marathon case after agreeing to a no-win, no-fee deal with the alleged rapist. Justice Lee previously indicated Lohmann would be likely responsible for paying at least some of Ten's legal costs after labelling his conduct throughout the litigation as quote-unquote disgraceful. The federal court hearing was told that the former Liberal staffer also had no third-party financial backers in his high-stakes suit against Network 10 and journalist Lisa Wilkinson. The judge is due to deliver his decision on costs on Friday, the judgment set to determine how much of 10 and Wilkinson's legal costs Lohmann will be forced to pay. Grocery prices have fallen as scrutiny piles onto the supermarket giants, but this relief could be temporary, with a focus on seeing food prices come down on a long-term basis in Australia. A parliamentary inquiry into supermarket prices handed down its final report this week, backing laws to break up big players in the grocery sector. Among 14 recommendations from the inquiry were calls for supermarket-specific laws. It also called for the Food and Grocery Code of Conduct, which governs the relationship between supermarkets and suppliers, to be made mandatory. Bus driver Brett Button has pleaded guilty over a bus crash in the New South Wales Hunter Valley that left 10 people dead and many more injured last year. In a deal struck with prosecutors, he pleaded guilty to 10 counts of dangerous driving causing death, 9 counts of dangerous driving causing grievous bodily harm, and 16 counts of furious driving causing bodily harm. The charges of manslaughter were withdrawn as a result of the plea deal. Button was arrested after losing control of a bus carrying wedding guests, the driver previously telling media he was deeply sorry for what had occurred. Lastly, a new study has suggested that Gen Zers may value AI and authenticity on social media differently than other generations. The 2024 Influencer Marketing Report found that many of the younger respondents said they would be indifferent to the regulation and rollout of AI on their social platforms. Gen Z respondents were also more likely to be interested in viewing content from an influencer that was creating AI-generated material. That's your evening news headlines. On tomorrow's episode, we talk all things HEX debt. With the government announcing a reduction in the level of indexation that has seen some HEX debts balloon out, many young Aussies are wondering if getting a uni degree is worth the money. We look into what students are facing here and whether investing in tertiary education is a long game payoff. Check out The Quickie wherever you get your podcasts.
Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.